Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus 33, starting from verse 7. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who saw the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up, and each would stand in his tent door, and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. And then all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent. All the people would rise up and worship at his tent door. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. In verse 18 it says, Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." We continue to see very impressive passages here, and after the scene of the golden calf, the people of Israel have repented, and God has come and restored his presence among them. As the people repent, the Lord continues to show his glory and his power to them. Now, if you read this passage carefully, you will see it's a very impressive passage. It's very dangerous to meet with God. He says, "No man can see me and live." So this is very dangerous for us. We are before a God that could kill us by his mere presence. And something that's really important as we follow the Lord is to understand that these two things are not mutually exclusive. God is dangerously powerful. He is dangerous to us as radioactive energy is dangerous to us. But also, God wants to be your friend. He loves us and wants us to know him. The law and commandments that God gives are his way of enabling us to approach his dangerous glory and be able to commune with him, to have a friendship with him. We use this time of the 40 days to repent and acknowledge when we seek other gods. Let's keep in mind what God wants is for us to be close to him. He desires to show us his glory and his goodness. He is so active in seeking us out that he has sent all these ways to approach him. He gave us the commandments to live alive in his presence. He had mercy on us and allows us to repent and come to him when we have sinned. He has sent his Son to give his life for us. He has sent his Spirit to dwell in us. All this because he loves us and wants to give us fullness of life. If we have all this in mind, we will understand then that even if God is dangerous, his presence is dangerous to us. He is giving us means to be able to approach him, to have a friendship, a communion with him. He wants both things. He says, "I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But he also says, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." In all these contexts, he is approaching us, and he is giving us ways to be close to him. He is never tired of looking after us. May we continue to pursue him in this season and be able to live a life that will make us have communion with him and live in friendship with him.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.